You're listening to a Wright, Johnson and McKenzie feature from one of our audio newsletters. Wright, Johnson and McKenzie are a full-service independent Scottish law firm with offices in Edinburgh, Glasgow and Inverness. For more information on anything you hear in this feature, log on to wjm.co.uk or call our Glasgow office on 0141 248 3434. There are around 60,000 family businesses in Scotland, creating around 45% of the country's GDP. But conversations that begin around the boardroom table often continue around the dinner table, and that can put pressure on the family and the business. That's when a Wright, Johnson & McKenzie advisor can help. George Stevenson is one of our consultants and knows firsthand what happens when family and business collide.
When I left university, I ended up being a marine geophysicist. I then married, and my wife was the daughter of a family business owner back in Scotland, which was in bakery. At some point, when my wife became pregnant, she didn't like me being away at sea all the time, and her father sensed the moment and said, had I ever thought of working in a bakery business? My problems began when I started to realise that we needed to change the direction of the business away from the things that my in-laws had built and developed into new areas of business. And that's when the resistance started. And not being an owner, being an in-law, and there started to be a lot of difficult conversations between the generations. And for me, the biggest problem was that my wife was obviously very loyal to her parents and huge pride in what they'd achieved, but also wanted to support me. It left her in a very difficult position. So it was miserable for her as much as it was for me. There were other issues to do with other members of the family. I couldn't get their support. They sat on the fence, and the business started to suffer because I couldn't move the business where it needed to go. So I approached Scottish Enterprise, the accountants, the bank. All their advice was to say, well, your business is not performing very well. You need to improve the business. But no one ever asked me about family relationships, how were decisions made or not made, as the case was here, because decisions were being avoided rather than faced up to, because it was just too emotional. It got to the point where I was sitting in my office saying, well, what are the options here? You know, there's suicide, and that was it, because you're stuck. Because I couldn't leave the business because it now totally depended on me driving it. My wife was committed to the business continuing. It had to be continued because of pride and all the rest of it. And I was getting no help from any of the professionals who could only focus on the business issues, which were really just symptoms of the inability of the family to make the decisions that needed to be made. I came across an article written by the only family business consultant at that time in Scotland. I rang and he was in my office the next morning. He didn't ask me anything about the business. He only asked me about the family, the structure, the relationships, how we made decisions in the business, how the board worked, and said, right, well, we have to focus on that and help get that sorted out, which he did. And the solution for us was to bring in a non-family, non-executive chairman. As simple as that. But that completely unlocked the decision-making and transformed the business. And within 6 months, the business was back in profit. We'd restructured the board, separated the ownership decision-making from the management, and the business was turned around and my life was transformed. And at that point, I went back to university and learnt about family business theory, which had all been developed in America. Then I set up the Scottish Family Business Association to make information available to people, to let people know that there is help out there. The issues that impact on the family and the business will happen regardless of the size of the business. So just because you're big doesn't mean to say you've got it sorted when it's a family business.
How much is your job psychology and how much is it business practice?
Both are very important. It's extremely important to understand business. That's why the consultants that work at Family Business Solutions are all business people with long experience of working within the family business sector. So we understand the pressures that are going on and we understand how these arise. And they can creep up on you over time. A lot of family businesses are actually just accepting a tolerable level of misery. They just don't know how to resolve it and just have to accept that we're going to live with this. If things are not right in terms of structures, governance, relationships within the family, it will be impacting on the business. How they make decisions is one of the big questions. How do they perform in meetings when they're meeting as family? Because family don't behave to each other in the same way as a family member would speak to a non-family. So how they manage meetings is really important to understand how their relationships work. And that comes down a bit to people's personality styles, how they relate to each other. And when it's family, that can be one of the biggest issues, is to help them understand how their own relationship styles or their character styles affect each other. And that can have a huge bearing on how well they make decisions. And in business, the quality of your decision making is one of the biggest things to get right.
If anyone's listening to this that finds themselves in that tolerable misery level, do they need to have everyone on board before they get in touch?
Well, quite often we're approached by one individual who perhaps is suffering more than others, or senses that something could be done. It needs the opportunity for us to go and speak to all the family, but we have to speak to them all. There's no point in having a conversation with one. Because that's never going to go anywhere. So at some point you have to engage everyone who has an interest in the outcome of this.
Are people coming to try and sort out the business or sort out the family?
If anyone's coming to us, it's because whatever the issues are, they're impacting on each other. So if the business is not doing well, that will create stress within the family. And if the family are not working cohesively together, that will put pressure on the business. So one way or another, it can come either from the family side or the business side. But unless you look at both sides, you're not going to come up with a solution.
I'm wondering if children who think their parents should just hurry up and retire is a common theme.
It's really, really important to have a look at the situation from everybody's point of view. So if you take the case with my father-in-law, when it came to his date of retirement, I assumed he would retire. So on Friday, I shook his hand and said, I've sorted all your pensions and go and enjoy the golf. I was amazed that Monday morning he was at work again. I said, what are you doing here? He said, well, it's my business. What I hadn't done was to think what was necessary for him to retire to. If you're going to retire, it has to be to something. But if all you've ever known is the business, he's going to keep turning up, which he did for the next 15 years. So finding a solution that works for everyone is really important. Just blaming Dad for not giving up is not is not helpful.
Well, I suppose the other side of that is I would assume that in a family dynamic, the oldest child tends to have that leadership pressure put on them when they're a kid, but it's not necessarily the case that the oldest child makes the best boss.
Absolutely not. But it can be very difficult for that sort of decision-making to be made within the family, because parents will always want to try and treat their children equally. So it can be a pressure for the parents to keep going because they can't work out how to deal with who should be the next boss. And it's much, much easier for someone working independently on behalf of the whole family to help them arrive at a decision that's good for the business and good for the family. But every family situation is different. There's elements obviously dotted around that are the same, but we have developed a huge amount of expertise in understanding what's going on within family businesses and coming up with solutions. It's a very, very practical, cost-effective way of helping families map out a future.
If you think George can help your business, then log on to ukfbs.co.uk. That's the website for Family Business Solutions Limited, the consulting arm of Wright Johnson & McKenzie.